Very excited here this morning in the studio because our good friends Naz and Wally have dropped in from the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, and this is a massive treat for me because sitting patiently on hold this morning is for me, there's not even a doubt, there's not even a conversation needs to be had. The greatest coach in NHL history, Scotty Bowman, is on the phone this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my guy.
Hey, Scotty, how are you doing this morning?
Good, very good.
Good. We spoke a couple of days ago about David Keon, and you were mentioning to me that you coached against him in Peterborough when you coached there. What did you see in David Keon back then when you were playing against him?
He was so good. That was a Montreal farm team, but in Peterborough was. And Toronto St. Michael's was the Leafs farm team. They already had his pro rights. But I passed the information along to the people that I worked for, how good he was in junior with St. Mike's. They had the Draper twins also. The late Bruce Draper and his brother Dave, they were twins that played on. I think they played even on the same line as Dave Keon. But he was 58, 59 was my first year junior, and then he played also up to 59, 60. And I'll tell you a quick story. Dave, after St. Mike's got knocked out in the 59, 60 playoffs, they pulled him up. The Leafs had a bit of a working agreement with a team in the Eastern Pro League. It was a team in Sudbury, and they brought him up, and they had a long seven-game series. I forget the opponent, but for some reason, they only played Dave in four of the games. He scored a couple of goals, but the coach of the team, for whatever reason, chose not to dress him a few of the games, but they got knocked out in the seventh game. But you can look that up, and he went right from there to the NHL the next year and won the Calder Rookie Award, so that's how good he was. Now, you could see he was exceptional, terrific skater. I haven't seen all the Toronto Maple Leaf players, but I did see them from the 50s on. I was pretty involved in hockey even then. After I finished junior, I was, interested in. I don't know a better Leaf. I really haven't seen one in the 65 years since that time, but I got to know Dave. He's a wonderful man, and I'm so pleased that the Discord has been connected again, and I think the Toronto fans that ever saw him play in the 60s and 70s, especially the 60s, especially special player.
Scotty, this is Wally here. Looking at some research last night, and I noticed you a couple years back, you rated the top 100 Canadian hockey players of all time, and you had Dave Keon in at number 12. And, that's an exceptional, an exceptional rating. What made Dave Keon such a great hockey player? I mean, his offensive statistics, weren't with the Lemieux and the Gretzky's and the Howes, but you've literally got him up that high with some of the greats of the game. What made Dave Keon such a great hockey player in your estimation?
Well, he was so underrated, a complete player. When Dave came up with Toronto, Montreal still had the ending of their five-cup reign, and he would have played in the, I remember those games very clearly. When he played Montreal Canadiens, who were still a powerhouse, even though they didn't win cups from their five run until about 5 years later, they won more cups. The Leafs won the cup in 62, 63, 64, and then Montreal went on to win in 65, 66, Toronto 67, and Canadians again in 68, 69. I was in St. Louis by then. But, Montreal, the strength of the Canadians was their center ice with Jean Béliveau and Henri Richard. And, Dave was the Leafs center that had to play against either one of those two. He played a lot of his career when they played Montreal, like 14 times in those early 60s. He played a lot of his career against Jean Béliveau. And then, you'd have Alex Delvecchio, certainly a great player with the Red Wings in Detroit, and they were still a pretty good team. So, he just was so good, so dependable, killed penalties, playing on the power play. He was a complete player. And I think what made him so good was his Well, he had a sixth sense. You know, those players that have, they see the ice. They get their next play coming and figured out his vision. But I think overall it was his skating. Effortless, tireless skater. In those days, of course, you know, they played about three times on the ice. They played about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Now they play 40 seconds. It was a faster game now. We know that. But Dave could, it seemed like he could skate all night. That was, I mean, he just was, I think they used to call him a whirling dervish. That was that was two words they used about him because he darted in and out. You know, he was such a strong player for those three straight cups. And he won four cups, of course, but he won three in a row. And a great playoff player. But Dave had the tough job of playing against really good players, you know. Chicago had a great player in Stan Mikita who would play against them, Dave Keon, you know. So all the good centers of that era, that was the task that Punch Imlach used to win a lot of games. And Dave was the real cornerstone of their defensive game, their attack. Maybe his stats didn't measure up to some of those guys, but clutch player. And just a guy, and I talked to him after his career. I used to meet him somewhere after he had retired from the Whalers. He played up till he was 40 years old. You imagine that at that time.
Yeah.
And he would always, if you talk hockey with this guy, even though he kept up and watching games, I always enjoyed meeting him and talking about the league and asking him questions, and he was right up to it. I don't know if he stayed up, but that would be in the 80s after he retired. And he played for Hartford, I think, up to about 80, 81. So, you know, I think Dave was born in 1940. So, yeah, just a great, great person, but a wonderful player. I used to kid him. I said, the only thing happened that was wrong with you, Dave, you didn't play for Montreal. You know, he grew up in Noranda, Quebec. And I know at the time, because after I finished with Peterborough, I became a scout, and, you know, Dale Talon's dad, Stan, the late Stan Talon, scouted for me. And he just missed him when he was playing up in Noranda in minor hockey. The Leafs had a scout, Bob Davidson, the late Bob Davidson. He was a terrific scout. And they convinced Dave and his family to, you know, to get him down to St. Mike's. And if you signed with St. Mike's or the Marlboros, you were a Toronto Maple Leaf, and that's what happened to Dave. But, yeah, I could go on for hours talking about this guy because I haven't seen anybody that I really admired as much as Dave Keon.
See, and when Scotty Bowman says that about you, that means something. Scotty, thank you for having the time to join us on the show this morning. You're right. We could talk for ages, even just about Dave Keon and your legendary career. But all of us in the room appreciate you taking a couple minutes to chat with us this morning.
Well, the fans will enjoy whatever's coming up with Dave Keon. I'm so happy for all the fans in the Leaf Nation that were able to see him play, because there hasn't been very many players that could match up to Dave Keon.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Scotty Bowman, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much for the time, Scotty. Appreciate it. It's the Happy Gang here, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. Naz, Wally, thank you to both of you guys for coming in and hanging out with us as well this morning. And thank you again for, I know you don't want to take any credit for it. Thank you for the role that you guys had in getting Dave Keon added to Legends Row. We are excited as heck to listen to Sunday's edition of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour for the Dave Keon tribute edition you guys have this weekend with a probable appearance by a certain
serious possibility,
certain number 14 jersey wearing guy. We're excited. Thanks for coming in, hanging out.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks for being had.